Spectacular major win for life in the United States Congress, but not without a threat from the White House.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
There's a vote today in the House on a bill that would essentially ban most abortions after 20 weeks, and I'm wondering if the White House has any comment on that vote.
It's disgraceful that House Republicans would be considering a party line vote on a piece of legislation that would continue to impose even additional harsh burdens on survivors of sexual assault, rape, and incest. I guess you can tell from my comments that the administration strongly opposes this bill.
I rise in strong opposition to this legislation.
Continue yet another attack on women's health.
This is a vote all of us will remember the rest of our lives. It will be considered in the annals of history, and I believe in the councils of eternity itself. But it shouldn't be such a hard vote, because in spite of all of the political noise, protecting little unborn, pain-capable babies is not a Republican issue, and it's not a Democrat issue. It is a test of our basic humanity and who we are as a human family.
On this vote, the yeas are 242, the nays are 184, with one voting present. The bill is passed.
I want to take a moment to recognize all of the Americans who spoke out for this bill. Your voices have been heard.
The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act is landmark human rights law.
By the week of 20, Madam Speaker, not only can that baby recognize the sound of his or her own mother's voice, that baby can also feel pain. Madam Speaker, it is not only the pain of the child that we must be concerned with, it is the pain of the mother.
We have a moral obligation in this country to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is time that we do our job. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, a great win yesterday at the United States House of Representatives. You heard some of the sound, but the White House, none too happy, calling it disgraceful. We're talking about a ban on abortions after 20 weeks, and they tag this line that the act is disgraceful because it puts, quote, additional harsh burdens on survivors of sexual assault, rape, and incest, which is not true at all. Because under every law of all 50 states, there's a reporting requirement for incest and rape. This is just happens to be with regard to abortion. So that in the seventh month of pregnancy, there would have been some kind of report given before that seventh month. Now, the fact of the matter is that this, again, is the left and Planned Parenthood trying everything they can to discredit the community, the pro-life community. But the fact is we won. The White House wants to call it disgraceful. But you heard what the Speaker of the House said. Your voice, the voice of the American people, was heard yesterday in Washington, D.C., and now we turn our attention to the United States Senate. We want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Especially we want to hear from women this week. We've said that on this broadcast. Because, this is an issue that impacts women in a different way than it impacts anybody else. And, of course, impacts the children in a different way than it impacts anybody else. But this was a major win in the fight for life. It was 2 years ago, just in a couple of days, that Kermit Gosnell was found guilty on three counts of murder in the first degree for the activities that he engaged in. The United States Congress heard our voice yesterday, and they passed a bill through the House of Representatives. Now it goes to the United States Senate. I'll get Dan Bennett's opinion on that when we come back from the break. We are going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Our Director of Government Affairs, Dan Bennett, in our office in Washington, D.C., C.C. Heil, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ, who's been with us this week on this topic, will be joining me in our media center, and we'll take your calls. How do you feel about the president calling the pro-life position disgraceful? 1-800-684-3110. Now, 106,789 signatures with phones, about 110,000. Off to the United States Senate we go. We could use your help. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget to pre-order our book. Comes out next week. Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedom. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks. Available as an e-reader or a hardback. Again, Undemocratic. Back with your calls in a moment.
Your voice has made a tremendous difference. More than 100,000 of you signed on to our petition demanding that the U.S. House approve a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions. And that's exactly what the House did. Your voice was heard. Now the focus is on the U.S. Senate, where there's growing pressure to reject this vital legislation, not even put it up for a vote. With a victory in the House, it's critical that the Senate take up and approve this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb, abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the Senate to pass this life-saving measure without delay. It's time to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
I want to take a moment to recognize all of the Americans who spoke out for this bill. Your voices have been heard.
How about that from the Speaker of the House of Representatives? Because he knew that so many people spoke out on this issue. I'm taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Fan, let's first go over the vote here, exactly what happened, and I'll go through the president's comments on this, and we'll take some phone calls. But, Fan, exactly how'd the vote come down?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll just say the speaker is exactly right. I can testify to the fact that it is because of everyone who spoke out that this vote not only happened, Jay, but that it passed. The final tally was 242 in favor, 184 opposed. There were four Democrats, Jay, despite the sound that was played by in the open there, that voted in favor of the ban, so it was bipartisan. There were four Republicans who opposed it. Now the fight moves to the United States Senate, Jay.
Well, look, here you go. So we've got the round two coming, but the great news is round one is a tremendous, tremendous victory. We're going to talk about round two in just a moment. I want to play for you a bite where Josh Earnest, the president's spokesperson, was asked about this and gave a rather a little bit lengthier response. I want to play this, and then I'm going to ask CeCe to comment on it because, folks, this is why we know we are in a fight on this issue and a fight for life that's going to be very significant.
You hear Republicans a lot articulating that it's a priority for them to keep the government out of the doctor's office. But in fact, this piece of legislation would actually, ironically enough, insert the government right between a woman and her doctor. So not only is this entirely inconsistent with the argument that we hear Republicans make on a range of other issues, it's disgraceful that House Republicans would be considering a party line vote on a piece of legislation.
You know, it's disgraceful. I mean, what's disgraceful? You don't get your way and it's disgraceful? But CeCe, your reaction to that?
Well, and it's ironic to me that he's talking about inserting the government in between a woman and her doctor when Obamacare basically replaces your doctor with the government. So, you know, for him to make that comment is ironic to me. And, you know, when he's talking about even the burdens, it's medical attention. That's the requirement for rape. It's medical attention and counseling. This is concern for women. This is not
a
burden.
All 50 states have these kind of if there's someone involved in rape, there's a reporting requirement before somebody can be prosecuted. If there's incest, there's a reporting requirement by the medical professionals. I mean, this is the law, the state law in all 50 states. So this is a ruse. This is not the real argument here. And they want to always fight on the margins. They want to fight on the 0.5%. When the reality is, as we said, Than, what were the four countries? It was what, the United States, Canada,
and North Korea and the United States.
Yeah, and China. So four countries allowed this, And that includes North Korea and China. So, again, they try to fight on the margins rather than dealing with it. And you look at these tweets coming out during the vote from Cecilia Richards, grateful for those in Congress who stood with women today, those who didn't. The fight is far from over. A clear line was drawn today between representatives who want to move women back and forward and those who want to take them back. Your reaction, Cece, as a woman here, your reaction to this?
Well, and that was exactly my reaction. I don't know what women she's talking about, but it's certainly not on my behalf. My behalf, I would want children to be saved from the brutal abortion procedure. And so it's insulting to me that they try to, again, change this argument as a woman issue when it's about killing babies.
There is a Representative Mia Love from Utah made a very impassioned statement on the floor of the United States House of Representatives in favor of this bill. Take a listen.
I wasn't planning on speaking today. I didn't put my name on a list to speak today. I was actually sitting in my office listening to the debate about this bill. And I started thinking of my three children. I started thinking about the decisions that we have to make in order to protect them. And I'm disappointed. I am disappointed that there's even opposition to this piece of legislation. I want you to know that we as adults have a voice. We're able to speak. We're able to speak on opposition to things. But we have children that do not have a voice. Those babies that we know can feel pain do not have a voice.
And I really appreciate Congresswoman Love's comments, but let me say this. They do have a voice because as the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives said, and I'm going to play it again, your voice was heard.
I want to take a moment to recognize all of the Americans who spoke out for this bill. Your voices have been heard.
I can't stand any clearer than that. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. This is round one. Dan, we're entering round two here. Tell us what's going to happen next.
Well, the bill now moves over to the United States Senate, Jay. The bill over there is sponsored by a good friend of this broadcast, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. I had a conversation with his office yesterday. He is going to be reintroducing this bill in the next few days. But let's just be very honest about it, Jay. We are going to have a fight in the United States Senate. There is a narrow pro-life majority over there, but there are a handful of senators on both sides of the aisle that really don't want to get into this. So we are moving over to the United States Senate now. We are going to be behind Senator Graham's bill. We are going to push both the leadership and those so-called pro-life senators on both sides of the aisle to call this up and to send it to the president for his consideration.
I want to hear from you folks at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. 3110. President calls it disgraceful. What do you want to say back to the president on that, especially women that are listening to this broadcast? We sure want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. But as Than just said, there's going to be a fight at the United States Senate. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be a real fight, folks. And to engage that, I want to get this petition of ours up to 125,000. We're a little over 107,000 now with phone calls. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 and add your voice, add your name, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. When you speak out, it matters. You heard that? We got a result. Now we got to fight back to round two. Believe me, Planned Parenthood is not going to sit back on this. So it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And as I said, we'll take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a phone call, Than.
Right to the phones we go. We're going to start with Tracy calling from California on line 4. Tracy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to thank you so much for, being the voice for these babies that have none. I'm 20 weeks pregnant right now.
Congratulations.
And so this is just, really emotional for me to just think because I feel my baby moving. I know that it's a boy. And just to think that this, that the Democrats are so against this is just, it's disturbing. And it's honestly disgusting when they call this disgraceful.
The White House called it disgraceful. But Tracy, stay on the line here. I want you to hear this. I'm going to go back to you. Here was Representative Steve Cohen from Tennessee. Not too happy about this either. Number 17.
It's the beginning of the end of abortion at 20 weeks, at 17 weeks, at 12 weeks, at 1 week, at conception. This is a anti-abortion bill. It's not about fetal pain. It's not about 20 weeks. That's what it's about. American women need to wake up.
Yeah, well, there you have it. So, Tracy, I take it you're awake. What would be your comment to Congressman Steve Cohen from Tennessee?
I just want them to know that, you know, Planned Parenthood thinks that, you know, they're helping the women here, but they're not. There's been so many reports on women having postpartum depression and it affecting their bodies. And also, you know, them having so many regrets. We're not looking at that with women. And it's fetal pain. That's a human being. That's a human being in there.
Well, I actually was involved in the trial of the partial birth abortion cases where we had a fetal pain specialist and testified why they give anesthesia to children in utero at even less than 20 weeks if they're doing any kind of surgery because of fetal pain. I mean, this is accepted medical standard. So, but again, you've got those, and there again, some Democrats voted in favor of the bill, so we're thankful. Some Republicans voted against it, and we're disappointed. But there was bipartisan support for this. Cece, your reaction?
Well, I think Congressman Cohn needs to wake up. He needs to realize that he's fighting a losing battle, that people realize this is about children's lives, and it's not about access to reproductive health care. You know, they used to just talk about, well, it's not a baby, it's just some cells, and they can't talk in those terms anymore. So they're frantic, desperately trying to formulate some new attack. You know, again, the disgraceful, you know, burdens, all those kind of verbiage is totally skirting around the issue that they're killing babies.
Yeah, well, because the medical science shows that it's a child. So they lost that one. You're right. So then they're going to the next level. Now, fans, set the stage in about 40 seconds here of what we're going to expect in round two here. It's going to be buckle your seatbelts, right?
It really is, and the stage is going to be set by Senator Lindsey Graham. He's introduced this bill before, Jay. He strategically waited for the House to act so that there's some momentum behind it when he introduced it again. I think he will introduce it with a couple of dozen co-sponsors, but the real key is going to be to force the leadership to act and then to talk to those people in the middle on both the Republican side of the aisle and the Democrat side of the aisle who told their voters they were pro-life. The rubber meets the road if they support this bill.
It's been a big week for us at the ACLJ. We've had this victory at the United States House of Representatives, filed a brief at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in the immigration case, won a school case this week. It's been a big week. But the biggest decision, clearly, in the United States Congress, this was huge. And you made that happen. But now we take the fight to the Senate. If you haven't signed on that petition yet, do it today at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to sign on to that petition as this fight moves to the United States Senate as early as next week. Our book, Undemocratic, is now available next Tuesday in bookstores around the country, so we encourage you to pre-order it. You could do that at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy your books. You pre-order it, and what that will do is help get it on the New York Times bestsellers list. That's the goal here. That will get it read. That will get it discussed. It's called Undemocratic. I've written it, and it's about how unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats are stealing our freedoms and liberty and how we take them back. So it's called Undemocratic. We encourage you to get it. And again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Your voice has made a tremendous difference. More than 100,000 of you signed on to our petition demanding that the U.S. House approve a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions. And that's exactly what the House did. Your voice was heard. Now the focus is on the U.S. Senate, where there's growing pressure to reject this vital legislation, not even put it up for a vote. With a victory in the House, it's critical that the Senate take up and approve this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the Senate to pass this life-saving measure without delay. It's time to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Sent in that her first grandchild is due early August. Even right now, he is viable. He is a functioning human life. Roxy, congratulations to you from one grandparent to another. You're in for a real treat there, and thanks for sending that in via Twitter. Of course, you could do that. We take your comments via Twitter during the broadcast. We encourage you to do that. We're talking during the break about how your voice made such a difference here, and Than shared something with me during the break, and I think it's worth repeating. So you understand how important these petitions are and how important your voice is in all of this.
It's a glimpse behind the scenes, Jay. I mean, we use these petitions in so many ways. We use them proactively. We make sure that members of leadership, members of Congress know exactly who is weighing in on a given issue. But we also use them reactively, Jay. I mean, yesterday, Planned Parenthood was on the Hill with boxes and boxes of petitions of tens of thousands of names. I don't know the final number, but I heard reports of this. They were camped outside Speaker Boehner's office trying to defeat this ban. So what we did, I called Speaker Boehner's office and said, listen, we have 100,000 names that take the exact opposite position of those who are camped outside your office. I will bring them over to you immediately if you need them to counter that petition. The good news is I don't think Speaker Boehner was going to waver anyway on this particular one, but he needed to know that the American people were behind him, and our petition gave a way for him to be able to demonstrate that.
Folks, it makes a huge difference, and there's a reason in the First Amendment to the United States Constitution that says as citizens we have the right to petition the government for redress or grievances, and this is the reason. So again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, part of this is getting an understanding that when Congress passes laws or when there's regulations put into place, and Lord knows there's more regulations put in place than laws passed, that we have to take charge of that too. Enough with just sitting on the sidelines. And that's the reason we've written the book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Freedoms and Liberty, and How We're Going to Take Them Back. That book comes out Tuesday. It'll be available wherever you buy books. You can pre-order it now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can get an Apple book. You can get an e-reader version or the hardback. I encourage you to do it. It's called Undemocratic. And again, I think it really sets the stage on how we can take our government back, and I encourage you to get a copy, again, wherever you buy books. It'll be out Tuesday, but you can pre-order it now, and that helps us out. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Tim is calling from Pennsylvania on line one. Hi, Tim.
Clear and cool.
Okay, Tim, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm great. You're on. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say I think it's awful because I had a baby. Well, I didn't have a baby. You know, my wife had a baby, but she went to a well baby clinic before we had our child, and it was Planned Parenthood, and they told her that all this other stuff, and she has a mental disability, and she doesn't understand paperwork.
Yep.
So she signed something, and then they stuck her with a needle, and she woke up, and it was already gone, and
the baby.
That was my child. And it's not fair because there are parental rights that should be involved on both sides.
Yeah, I will tell you, of course, we don't even have to go rehearse it's a 2-year anniversary of the conviction of Hermit Gosnell, but you got to understand there's a flip side of this, Tim. Planned Parenthood, while they want no regulation on their clinics, CC, the reality is they sure want crisis pregnancy centers regulated out of existence.
That's right, and this is from the organization that calls themselves pro-choice, and they're pro-choice as long as the only choice is abortion. If they truly were pro-choice, then they would, of course, want you to be able to hear your baby's heartbeat, be able to see your baby, to be able to know the concerns, you know, the risks of abortion, and give you all the options. And then you get to make the decision. They don't want that. They want to keep you in the dark and force you to have an abortion.
And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton doesn't want it either. Congress passes dangerous and misguided 20-week abortion ban, so says Planned Parenthood. And that came out through the Planned Parenthood Action Fund. I expect then that we're going to have some real fight here with the president. Could we get a situation where it passes the House and passes the Senate and the president tries a veto?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the stage is already set for him fighting that. I mean, let's be honest here. The White House position and the Planned Parenthood position on this are not only the same position, they are a coordinated position, Jay. I mean, the tweet from Planned Parenthood was grateful for those in Congress who stood with women today. To those who didn't, the fight is far from over. They are hand in hand with the White House. They are speaking to the Senate. And I got to tell you, if the Senate sends it to the president for his desk, I would expect Planned Parenthood to demand him to veto it. And frankly, we need to set that up.
It's interesting. I got the report on how many they had signatures from 224,000 people was the petition number that they had. Now, we had on this signature, now that could have been going on. That was, oh, by the way, that was from Planned Parenthood, NARAL, Pro-Choice America, Credo, and Ultraviolet. So they were four organizations together. With just our petition, we had over 100,000. You had National Right to Life and these other groups, and I'm sure it was over probably over 500,000. But, folks, it makes a huge difference. So the battle now goes to the Senate. We need you to be there, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's play that statement again from Josh Earnest. I want to get CeCe to comment on it. This is his how disgraceful this whole thing was. And this kind of, as CeCe said earlier, this idea where they focus not on the child, but they turn it instead and focus on the rape and the incest reporting requirements, which are the same as in all 50 states, by the way. But take a listen.
It's disgraceful that House Republicans would be considering a party line vote on a piece of legislation that would continue to impose even additional harsh burdens on survivors of sexual assault, rape, and incest.
Let's first talk about the harsh burdens. First of all, by the way, it was bipartisan, so it's not a Republican party line vote. He should get his facts straight, but go ahead.
Right, and if you read the language of the bill, it's the harsh burdens are if there is a rape involved, that she needs to have obtained medical treatment or she had to have counseling, medical counseling. That's the harsh burden. Now, this is someone who's endured a rape.
Yeah.
You want them to have counseling.
Right.
These people, you know, have to struggle with this their whole life. You want them to have medical attention, and you want them to have counseling. It's not a harsh burden. That's true concern for women.
Yeah, also, by the way, if you're going to have a criminal prosecution on a rape, there's got to be a report of it. I mean, this is just the way it works in a country, in a republic. So that's number one. On the incest one, which I know was getting a lot of attention, it was an attempt to defeat. What was the quote-unquote harsh burden there?
That's with the minors. The incest only comes in with minors.
So that was if there's incest involved, there has to be some type of reporting. Is that
right.
correct, then?
That is correct.
And my goodness, let's be honest about this. If a child comes in and has been a victim of incest,
they're going to the police.
You must go to the police, and if you're going to take the position
right.
that you should not report that, then you've got bigger problems than opposing this bill.
All 50 states require the knowing reporting of a crime like this. So this was the president's spokesperson trying to basically put in another direction. We had a ton of calls. I promise you, folks, we're here for another 30 minutes. I'm going to get to those calls right after the break. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, and a lot of the stations are now, just go to ACLJ.org, or we're streaming it there, and of course, SiriusXM. You've got the full hour and a number of stations as well. Also, folks, sign on to that petition, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. We take the fight to the Senate. I'm going to set a really high goal here. They had 224,000 petitions. By the time it goes for a vote in the Senate, I want us to exceed that. So go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. By the way, our hearts and prayers still with those families in the death of the Amtrak. They're just reporting now an eighth person has died in that deadly Amtrak crash. I've been on that train dozens of times, so my heart really aches for the people involved in this. Folks, our brand-new book, Undemocratic, is going to be released Tuesday. It's available at Amazon now, Barnes & Noble, Apple iBooks. You can pre-order it. That really helps. Of course, order copies for your friends as well. We have a website set up called undemocraticbook.com, or you can just go right over to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Apple. It's called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberty and Freedom. Back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the Senate to pass this life-saving measure without delay. It's time to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
the United States House of Representatives. Representative Ann Wagner set it up really nicely. This is number 7, talking about what we're fighting for when we fight for life.
I rise today in support of life. Life begins at conception. We know that after 3 weeks, the baby has a heartbeat. After 7 weeks, the baby begins kicking in the womb. Believe me, as a mother of three, I know it well. By the week of 20, Madam Speaker, not only can that baby recognize the sound of his or her own mother's voice, that baby can also feel pain. Madam Speaker, it is not only the pain of the child that we must be concerned with, it is the pain of the mother.
You know, I will tell you that I really appreciate Congresswoman Wagner saying that, because I think she really encapsulated this situation. But the fact is that this legislation, CeCe, we said this before, Than and I were talking about this last week, really is protecting the child and the mother. Absolutely. That's who's being protected here.
Absolutely. So when, you know, our Cecil Richards says she's grateful for those who in Congress who stood with women, I don't know what women she's talking about, because she's not talking for me or speaking for me or speaking for my daughter. You know, if she were, hopefully she'd want me protected. Hopefully she'd want my daughter protected, and they clearly don't.
No, they're in the look, we know what business they're in. They're in the business of abortion, and we've talked about that, you know, a lot here. Let's take a phone call. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Yeah, let's go to Amelia calling from Kentucky on line 2. Amelia, you're on the air.
Hi, Amelia.
Hi, how are you all?
Good.
First, I want to say thank you for everything that you're doing, getting this out into the open. But I wanted to say, as a mother who was a young mother with an unexpected pregnancy, that, you know, there are options. And I had my son, and he's a blessing in my life. But 20 weeks felt like it would never, you know, I would never get to that 20-week mark. It is a long time to make a decision, I feel like. I mean, it's almost half a year. And I feel like women should know by the 20-week mark, you know, where they want their life to go. And for victims of sexual abuse, rape, and incest, there are things that you all have mentioned that are put in place. And I don't know why, you know, I would like to see the focus on that, you know, the Plan B pill.
Well, here's the real question. They make the people, Amelia, like the president's spokesperson, saying that this is disgraceful, tries to pick apart the incest rape language, which is the same language that's in every – if someone is found to be involved in incest, there's an automatic reporting requirement once that notification is given, which of course it has to be, to a physician. So if they went into the abortionist – remember, they went into the abortionist – and they said they were involved in an incest situation, they qualify. This is an exemption from this law. But they've got to say, you know, all they have to say. Of course you have to say that, because that's what all the 50 states require. And it's inconceivable to me that those that are opposing this, and I appreciate your call, Amelia, CC, have taken this. That's the only place they can attack it, so that's what they're doing. That's really what this is.
Absolutely.
Because they can't attack it. It's a child, so they don't want to certainly fight that.
Absolutely. And then they even twist the one attack they have on rape, they even have to twist that to make it sound like, oh, this is terrible, because it's not. Again, what this bill does is it protects women. Exactly the opposite. I'll tell you what's disgraceful. It's disgraceful that the White House would want to continue such a barbaric practice of killing innocent children who can feel pain and don't care about women. That's the message I get as a woman. They don't care about me.
Which is the president that may want to make sure his children are not punished by having a baby. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So if you want to call us, do that. Our book, Undemocratic, will be released on Tuesday. You can help it get on the bestsellers list by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple, and order it now. You can get the e-version or the hardback. And certainly, again, we have a website set up for it as well, undemocraticbook.com. So we encourage you to go there. Undemocratic is available. It's about bureaucrats, the fourth branch of government, becoming the most powerful. Also, signing that petition is easy, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget also, support the work of the ACLJ. That allows us to stay in the fight. And I'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110 when we come back.
We'll be right back.
Your voice has made a tremendous difference. More than 100,000 of you signed on to our petition demanding that the U.S. House approve a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions. And that's exactly what the House did. Your voice was heard. Now the focus is on the U.S. Senate, where there's growing pressure to reject this vital legislation, not even put it up for a vote. With a victory in the House, it's critical that the Senate take up and approve this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the Senate to pass this life-saving measure without delay. It's time to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
The Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act is landmark human rights law. It recognizes the compelling body of medical evidence that unborn children feel pain and seeks to safeguard and protect vulnerable children from the violence of abortion.
That's a good friend, Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey. He's been such a leader on this issue and so many in human rights issues generally. We're glad to be able to play that bite. Victory at the United States House. With some Democratic support as well, so bipartisan, and some Republicans going the other way, which is unfortunate, but that's the way it is. Now on to the United States Senate. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But I do urge you to sign on to that petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Now we got to get it to the United States Senate. So as I said, we're taking more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Than who's next?
Yeah, we're going to start with Jenny calling from Colorado on line 5. Jenny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say I've not been a victim of rape, but my heart goes out to those who have. But I am forever grateful to – I adopted my daughter 16 years ago, and I will forever be grateful that her birth mom, who was raped, chose life.
Mm.
It's just – I am so grateful. It's just – it was a miracle.
Yes, and that's exactly the message and the story that Planned Parenthood does not want to get out there. They want to make, you know, the rape, they want to make a terrible situation into something even more terrible. You've already endured a horrific situation of being raped, and now they want to encourage you to abort that child, which is another decision that you're going to regret and have to deal with the rest of your life as well.
So, Jenny, let's talk about this. So your daughter was conceived through a rape. She's 16 years old. You adopted her at a week old, you said?
Yes, I adopted her when she was a week old.
And when you hear the president, I'm going to play the Josh Earnest bite. And I want to get, as someone that has adopted a child that was conceived in the situation, I want you to, let me play what Josh Earnest, the president's spokesperson, said and see what you have to say about it.
It's disgraceful that House Republicans would be considering a party line vote on a piece of legislation that would continue to impose even additional harsh burdens on survivors of sexual assault, rape, and incest. I guess you can tell from my comments that the administration strongly opposes this bill.
So he calls it disgraceful. What would be your statement, Jenny? What should we say on your behalf and your daughter's behalf to Josh Earnest and the president?
Every child deserves to live. I am heartbroken. I have not been raped, and I can't imagine being in that situation. But I believe every child deserves to live.
And I totally agree with you that life is worth protecting. at every stage of life. And unborn children are the most innocent and precious lives, and they need to be protected and have the right to life just that is granted in the Constitution through the Declaration of Independence. And unfortunately, their voice is not heard.
Jenny, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to play a comment here from Congressman Ted Deutch of Florida, folks. This is pretty dramatic, and this is his position on it. And again, we'll take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But listen to this from Congressman Deutch of Florida.
My Republican colleagues have no interest in preventing abortions after 20 weeks. The motivation behind H.R. 36 couldn't be more transparent. They want to make abortion after 20 weeks illegal, and abortions before 20 weeks, impossible. From regulating providers out of business to requiring waiting periods to mandating counseling and medically unnecessary ultrasounds, this Republican majority has made securing an abortion, has made exercising a woman's constitutional right a long and expensive process. Let's reject this bill.
This is the congressman that when Jordan was testifying in front of him who made this ridiculous statement. I can't remember what the issue was, but he made this ridiculous statement. And Jordan, I will never forget this. Jordan's out of town this week. Jordan said to him, Congressman, I know you're leaving. And all the cameras panned to the congressman who made a statement but won't let Jordan answer it. And then Jordan, of course, gave his answer. And that congressman sat back down when he saw all the cameras turn to him. So that's his view of it. You couldn't be more transparent. On and on they go. But we're talking about fundamentally here the fight for human life. And these congressmen that oppose this and are trying to think there's some sinister motive, the reality is they are the Planned Parenthood backbone in the United States Congress, CeCe. And this is Planned Parenthood's attempt to save their business.
Absolutely.
And their business is abortion.
And it, again, as a woman, when he's talking about all these regulations, you know, shutting these places down, well, you need to discuss what these regulations are.
Yeah, why don't
literally,
you tell it? Listen to what the regulations are, folks.
The states have passed laws that there should be a licensed physician there, that there should be just basic cleanliness of the abortion clinic, that you can't use drugs that are out of date. You go into these abortion clinics that have been regulating. In Virginia alone, they have blood splatters everywhere, out-of-date medicines. They don't wash
privileges.
Their hands in between procedures. They reuse, items between procedures, not cleaning them. As a woman, I want my rights protected. I want to walk into an abortion clinic or any medical clinic and at least know that I'm having a somewhat dignified, clean area that's going to, affect.
Yeah, now CeCe's not saying, of course, she'd be walking into an abortion clinic, but the example is that if you went to get your tooth pulled at the dentist or the periodontist, you would assume that they're using clean utensils.
Right.
An abortion is a medical procedure. Of course, we believe firmly it's the termination of a human life. And they don't have the same requirements. This is what you're saying, CeCe. They don't have the same requirements as your dentist's office as far as cleanliness.
Absolutely.
That's what they're fighting.
Those are the regulations that clip was just talking about. Those are the regulations that he can't stand that are going to shut these places down. You would hope that at the very least they would have these regulations.
So, Stan, Planned Parenthood is going to put on a full attack in the United States Senate because they lost one they thought they had a shot with, but they're going to really fight in the Senate where they think they got a better chance.
Yeah, they've already launched it, Jay. I mean, they were here in full force all week. You heard it echoed in the debate on the floor. I mean, it was just excruciating to listen to. The people who were parroting the Planned Parenthood talking points do not believe that there is a line of life anywhere, Jay, and that is the same argument that they're going to take to the United States Senate. They had more than 200,000 names on a petition that they dropped off at the Speaker's office. I would guarantee you that is going to grow in the United States Senate. We are going to have to be prepared to rise even farther to the challenge than we did this week. We're going to have to make sure we counter force with force.
Folks, we're over 100,000 on ours alone. Other pro-life groups have got 100,000 at least. So we're on our fight, but we've got to get there. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Let's go to Donna calling from Louisiana on line 4. Donna, you're on the air.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. And by the way, we'll be taking calls at 1-800-684-3110. Donna, go ahead, please.
Okay, hi. How y'all doing?
Good.
Okay. I just wanted to say something about this pain beginning at 20 weeks.
Right.
Okay? I don't believe that. I believe babies feel pain much earlier than that.
Right.
In fact, I know it. But that's a whole other story, but I had to say that first.
Okay.
My niece gave birth to a little girl back in February. Brooklyn was born 4 months early due to placenta deficiency.
Right.
And she weighed 1 pound. She was 11 inches long. This is the size of the babies that they are aborting. Roundabout.
Right. Well, that, you know, look, Donna, remember this also, under their theory, they would be able to abort the child at 9 months during delivery. So, yes, but go ahead, please.
I know. I just wanted to say that Brooklyn she felt pain from the beginning. This little girl, born 4 months early,
right,
has fought with everything in that little body of hers to live.
Yep.
And, you know, what's great about even the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act is they do recognize that even as early as 8 weeks, a child responds to touch. And they're saying at least by the 20 weeks. So they do recognize that this is a baby from conception. And I appreciate that in the act.
Representative Congressman Smith said this as well. Listen to this, Congressman Smith.
And, you know, when it comes to pain, I don't know about you, but I feel this way. I dread it. We all seek to avoid it. We even fear it. And we go to great and extraordinary lengths to mitigate its severity and duration. This legislation protects an entire age-specific class of kids from preventable pain and death. This is human rights legislation. I urge my colleagues to support it.
Great words by Congressman Chris Smith. We're taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Don't forget, folks, my book, Undemocratic, available Tuesday, but you can pre-order it on Amazon today or at Barnes & Noble. So Undemocratic, it's by Jay Sekulow. We want to make sure you get a copy of it, how unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats are stealing our liberties and freedoms, how we can take them back. Again, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, it'll be out Tuesday, Undemocratic. Sign that petition, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, we'll take your calls in the last segment at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Your voice has made a tremendous difference. More than 100,000 of you signed on to our petition demanding that the U.S. House approve a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions. And that's exactly what the House did. Your voice was heard. Now the focus is on the U.S. Senate, where there's growing pressure to reject this vital legislation, not even put it up for a vote. With a victory in the House, it's critical that the Senate take up and approve this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb, abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the Senate to pass this life-saving measure without delay. It's time to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Sheila Jackson Lee, a representative from Texas, took a contrary position on this. Not a shock. There were four Democrats that voted for it, though. Here's what she had to say.
I was moved by the conviction of my friend and colleague and the speaker, Mr. Boehner, Mr. Franks, because I know that they speak from their hearts. But faith cannot be distributed on one side of the aisle. My faith, my God, is no less than the Republicans. And I speak for those who cannot be here today. I speak for mothers who suffer in corners trying to provide for their children, but love their children and gave birth to them.
Well, so if that's who you're speaking for, why are you saying if a woman is 20 weeks pregnant that we would allow an abortion, the ending of that child's life, we join North Korea and China as the countries allowing that, and Canada? I mean, this is what, you know, the faith community argument here, to try to, you know, make this as a faith community argument. I mean, my faith dictates my conscience. I'm not questioning Sheila Jackson's Lee, but I suspect that the Lord God Almighty would want to see the protection of the unborn child. I'm not being a theologian here. I'm just kind of, what would Jesus do? I kind of see it as that way.
I totally agree. Life is worth protecting. He's the creator of life, and he even reaching out to the little children. When you read the Bible, his heart was for the little children. So, you know, and as a mother, again, I don't know who these people are talking for. They're certainly not speaking for me as a woman, and they're certainly not speaking for me as a mother.
So, Than, who, you know, I mean, they represent, you know, a minority of the population, Planned Parenthood, and these groups, but, they, you know, they've got a loud voice. But the fact of the matter is, if you take polls, most people are pro-life.
Yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee was speaking for the abortion lobby. They have a powerful political presence. They do not have a powerful presence when it comes to the American people on an issue like this. On an issue like this, somewhere around two-thirds of the American population, including a majority of women and a majority of Democrats, support a ban at 20 weeks when there is pain that can be felt and when viability can happen outside the womb. So that's who she's speaking for, the abortion lobby.
All right, Jen's calling on line one. Hi, Jen. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for doing what you guys do. I fully support it.
Thanks.
I just wanted to make a comment. When I was 18 years old, I got an abortion, and Planned Parenthood, I was misguided and misled, and I had nobody there on the other side to encourage other decisions. And I went into a room before the procedure, and there was no option of another way out, and they just encouraged me, and I was extremely misled. And, you know, this is something that I have to live with for the rest of my life. It's a scar, and it's going to be painful. So I speak for the women that have made those decisions and that are now Christians and regret it, because I know for myself it's something that I deeply, deeply regret. And as a new Christian, I know that I'm forgiven, but it's going to be a scar that's there forever.
But you don't ever forget the fact that you are absolutely forgiven. Go ahead, Cece.
Yeah, and you know, again, that's exactly what Planned Parenthood wants. They adopt the name pro-choice, but I can't say it enough. As long as that choice is only abortion, that's the only choice they want you to have. They're not going to usher you into a room, you know, and say you're free to leave. Here's the heartbeat of your baby. Here's an ultrasound of the baby. You know, here are all the risks of abortion. Now you make the decision. If they were truly pro-choice, that's how they would operate. And that's also why they're so scared of crisis pregnancy centers, because they know, just like she said, that Jen said, that, you know, she didn't know her options. She didn't have anyone supporting her. And those crisis pregnancy centers offer that support and those options.
Amber, you're on the broadcast, line three. Amber, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you, Jay, for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a comment and then just a question. First off, I'm 23 weeks pregnant.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And, I truly couldn't imagine having an abortion at any time. You know, at 20 weeks, I remember going in, you know, you can see the baby's heartbeat. You know, I feel the baby kicking. You find out the sex of the baby. So to me, that's just completely unbelievable. But my question was, do we know the percentage of abortions that happen based on, you know, incest and rape?
We do, Amber. Based on the statistics, it's less than
0.5%. So, And if there is a rape or incest involved, Amber, there is an exemption under the 20-week ban act. So if someone was raped or involved in a situation of incest, they have the capability of obtaining an abortion under the bill. Their only requirement is a reporting requirement, which is the same as all 50 states. So, but it's 0.5%. So, Amber, the fact is the opposition, what Than said, this is Planned Parenthood is the spokesperson here, Than. They're the ones that are putting this out.
Yeah, it serves as a distraction. They don't want to focus on the fact that this is the destruction of a baby that is viable outside the womb and can feel pain, so they focus in on this 0.5% yep. of circumstances. And even that, Jay, I mean, let's be honest, every life has value, even a life that begins in violence. But they are trying to distract because this bill does not accomplish what they say it accomplishes.
You're absolutely correct. Joanne from New Jersey, line two, you're on.
Hi, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. I don't sure. think this country will ever have a turnaround unless its pro-death posture is changed to a pro-life posture. I just wanted to say that I have heard testimonies of victims of rape and incest, and they chose abortion, and in the aftermath of that choice, they too suffer. They suffer emotionally. Sure. I have a book right in front of me. It's called Abortion's Second Victim, and that's the truth of the matter, no matter what the circumstances are. And aside from that, the physical concerns, abortion is a surgical procedure, and it disrupts a pregnancy. The pregnancy is forcibly terminated, and it has both short-term and long-term risks to the health and well-being of the woman. It's abortion is never without risks, and it's truly for Planned Parenthood. It's just blood money. It's another book I have in front of me. It's called Blood Money.
Right.
That's what it is. It's all about money.
They're in the business of abortion. I understand from our call screener, you work at a crisis pregnancy center.
I do not now, but I had in the past, yep. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do. I mean, crisis pregnancy centers on the front line doing great work. Hey, Joanne, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. That's going to do it for the broadcast, folks, today. Let me encourage you to do a couple things. Number one, support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that at aclj.org. Any amount you donate would be great and really appreciate it. And that keeps us on the air and keeps us in the fight. Our new book, Undemocratic, is going to be out Tuesday. And, folks, we want to get it to the New York Times bestsellers list. We're about 3,000 units book sales short of where our goal is. So if you could help us there, just go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy either your iBooks or you buy the hard copy. But if you could do it today, that'll help us. Tomorrow we wanted to be about 3,000 more units than we're actually at. So we've got a day or two to make it up here, but we could really use your help. The book's called Undemocratic. We've got a website set up for it called undemocraticbook.com. You can get information about the book, or you can simply go over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple and order the book today, and then you'll be getting it next week when it is sent out again. The book is Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberty and Freedom. Also, let me encourage you to go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And that's a great way for you to stand for life as we take this fight to the United States Senate. But a great win at the House of Representatives. And a thank you to all of you that are standing with us again. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Come on, let's see what you got. Just take your best shot and don't throw it away.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the Senate to pass this life-saving measure without delay. It's time to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.